This morning's scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15. Luke, chapter 15, we'll read the first 10 verses. All the tax collectors and sinners were gathering around Jesus to listen to him. The Pharisees and legal experts were grumbling, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Jesus told them this parable. "Suppose someone among you had 100 sheep and lost one of them. Wouldn't he leave the other 99 of the pasture and search for the one who is lost until he finds it? And when he finds it, he is thrilled and places it on his shoulders. When he arrives home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Celebrate with me because I've found my lost sheep.' In the same way, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who changes both heart and life than over 99 righteous people who have no need to change their hearts and lives. Or what woman, if she owns 10 silver coins and loses one of them, won't light a lamp and sweep the house, searching her home carefully until she finds it? When she finds it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Celebrate with me because I've found my lost coin.' In the same way, I tell you, joy breaks out in the presence of God's angels over one sinner who changes both heart and life." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. It was several years ago on a Monday morning, and it had taken pretty much everything I could muster to arrive at church to begin a new week. Now, these were the days before daily live streams, so it wasn't even that to help me get to work on time. But there I was, somewhat ready to give it a go. On the way from the car to the door, it happened. To my surprise, there on the parking lot was a dime just lying there. And on a Monday, it seemed like a divine reward for the effort and faith it took me to start another work week. I know, it's not like hitting the lottery or anything. It was just a dime. It wasn't much, but I still remember it every time I read this morning's gospel. This was also the scripture reading that week when I found my dime. If it wasn't a divine reward for my effort and time, it was surely a little help from the Holy Spirit for that week's sermon preparation. While it might have been all my effort was worth, or maybe even all my sermon was worth for that matter, a dime wasn't much. Used to, you could make a phone call with it, and grandparents can explain that to the kids later. Back in the day, a dime had more value. Things often lose their value with the passing of time. And I noticed that particular dime was a 1975 dime. So that thin dime had personally experienced that loss. Back in the day, when I was a kid on Miller Hill, I would have been overjoyed to find that 1975 dime. I would have immediately hot-footed it to the pink store where I could have bought myself a soda. But that Monday morning, I wondered if it was even worth bending over to pick it up. I don't know how that dime came to be there. Probably inadvertently pulled out of somebody's pocket when they were getting their keys. It certainly wasn't any fault of its own. Whoever dropped it probably didn't even realize it, or maybe they too just looked at it lying there and thought it wasn't worth the trouble to bend over and pick it up. It's doubtful if whoever dropped it missed it that evening when they emptied their pockets and put the rest of their change on the nightstand. If by chance they did miss it, I'm sure they've forgotten about it by now. It was a missing dime that nobody missed or remembered. But I remember it. On Monday morning, even a little thing like finding a dime can brighten your day. So I picked it up and I took it inside and immediately handed it to Nanette and told her, just put this in the offering. And I forgot about it. It was just a dime, after all. As I reflected on the scripture passage for my sermon that week, I thought about how I had not only found what was lost, in a way I had redeemed it. I was fully aware that it didn't have great value. Today it would take several of those dimes to buy a soda at the Pink Store, if the Pink Store even still existed. It certainly wouldn't have replaced an HVAC system. But when given a place among other dimes and quarters and dollars that are intentionally dropped into an offering plate, it became part of something bigger. When prayed over and blessed by the Spirit of God, that old, devalued dime became sacred and holy, dedicated to God for the work of sharing the message of God's own redeeming grace. I had found it where it was, but I didn't leave it there. I had seen it at face value. It didn't seem like it was worth bending over to pick up. But when put in the right place, along with others just like it, it could become more than it had ever been. At that point, I knew what I needed to do. Scripture was clear. I needed to rejoice. I wondered, should we have a party and celebrate my good fortune? Maybe order a couple sheet cakes and make some of that fancy punch with ice cream in it for fellowship after church. Or maybe a nice plaque honoring the anonymous donor who didn't even know they were out 10 cents. Make a Facebook invitation and invite everyone to come celebrate that the lost dime had been found. Well, while that's kind of what the seeking shepherd and searching woman do in the scripture reading, it fosters a common misperception of those two stories, causing us to completely miss the point of what Jesus was trying to say. You see, we tend to identify with the shepherd and the woman. We all lose things, some of us more than others. We all are experienced seekers in our own right. But even the most diligent among us cannot really identify with the examples of these stories. Take the shepherd, for instance. He has a flock of 100 sheep. One goes missing. How does he miss one sheep out of that many? Have you ever tried to count sheep? I mean, it's kind of like laying down a pocket full of change and being like, wait, I had 2 quarters, 3 dimes, 3 nickels and 5 pennies. I'm missing a dime. Where did that other dime go? Talk about a glass half empty kind of guy. 99% was not good enough. Not as long as one sheep was missing. And then, if God's word is faithful and true, you get dressed and you begin to retrace your steps, looking for that other dime. You keep looking until you find it. And then you throw a dinner party of fine champagne to celebrate. Kind of outrageous, right? While we are prone to lose things, we're not the one searching in these stories. Nobody would search like that. Nobody would miss a dime out of their pocket change. And if you did, you're not going to lose sleep looking for it, much less go to throw a party and go in a hole further by celebrating finding a dime. Jesus' parables are not about us, and we're not not about us being the one who's doing the searching. We're not the seekers. We are the lost sheep and the lost coin. The good news of the gospel is that God would and does go to those extremes to seek and redeem us. There is rejoicing when we are found and restored to purpose and set again in community. It's hard to see yourself as a lost sheep or a lost coin. It's hard to imagine that we are the ones keeping God up at night. Let's see if we can warm up to that idea by thinking about somebody else being a sheep or coin. Maybe the Apostle Paul would be a good example. In the Epistle of Timothy, Paul is described as, well, a bad nickel. not worth finding, but he was one who had our Lord's favor poured all over him. Remember Paul's story? He was transformed from a persecutor of the church into an ambassador for Christ. Think of the search and rescue mission efforts put forth by God for this guy. When others were avoiding him at all costs, God alone saw value and potential in Paul being repurposed for good rather than for evil. Mary Hinckley Shore points out, Paul's transformation is not moving a name from one column to another. It is certainly not ignoring sin and the harm that it does. It is a recommissioning of someone for new work. This is the fuller purpose of God's grace. It is more than searching and finding Paul where he was. It was God finding him where he was, but refusing to leave him where he was found. It was God purposing so much more for him. God's grace in Paul's life meant not only a fresh start with sins forgiven, but also a call to redirect his gifts and his energies toward God's mission and purpose. God's grace was picking Paul up from the parking lot and putting his life in the offering plate with the blessings and power of the Holy Spirit. And the rest is history, New Testament church history. Remember, God is doing the searching, not us. And we, not just the Apostle Paul, each and every one of us, are the sheep and the coin. We are the lost dime, dropped through the cracks of life at no fault of our own, maybe having lost some of our worth, not as shiny as we once might have been. In the judgment of others, maybe we're not even worth bending over to pick up. Along comes God, not just happening to pass by, mind you, but on an unending search and rescue mission, looking for us. In the depths of God's love, each and every one of us is worth looking for. God is looking to pick us up from wherever God finds us and, by grace, give us new purpose and meaning. God's grace places our very lives in the offering plate, blesses us and empowers us, restores us to community and to God's divine plan for our lives. When that happens, and God will not call off the search and rescue mission until that happens, there will be great rejoicing. Soda at the pink store for everybody. Amen.